side.
Yes, sir.
Put your finger in my side.
Yeah.
And the only thing the scripture says that Thomas could do was said, my Lord and my God. In other words, his relationship with this God now was made much stronger. Praise God, because he could now see, praise God, the nail prints in his hand. Now let me tie it back to the scripture. The scripture said that God said, I would engraven your names in the palm. And when you engrave something into anything, means that it's going to be there for a while.
Go be there.
Praise God. Jesus Christ has engraved each of us. Praise God. In his hands. Amen. You think I don't know what I'm talking about? Praise God. I can give you a scripture, praise God, where he says that whoever I put in my hand, praise God, the devil in hell cannot pluck him out. And praise God, and thank God for his incarnation. Because of his incarnation, praise God, we have a great relationship with who this Jesus, who this God is that we serve. And we know, praise God, that he loves us. We know, praise God, that we have a personal relationship with him. Praise God. How many of y'all got a personal relationship with him? See, my relationship is so personal with him. When I got up this morning, praise God, the first person that I had to talk to, praise God, was my God. I talk to my God before I even speak to my wife in the morning. Praise God. So he is so personal to me that I have to talk with him. I have to communicate with him. Praise God. I believe if I walked out of my house and not say something to my God, praise God, just thank him for watching over me all night long. Just thank him for touching me. Praise God, with his finger of love and allowing me to see a brand new day. Praise God, I don't know if my day could go good. In fact, I...
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYGKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Saints of God, we were talking about that the Word of God cannot be bound. You know, we know that the Word of God is tried and true. It is a tried and true word from God. It is holy, it's righteous, it's pure, it's indestructible, it is the incorruptible word of God. We know that God, who is the great I am, he is the one and only true God. He's our creator. He's our father. He made us, you know? He made the worlds and everything that's in them. His word is spirit and truth. And he is the truth. In the book of John, it says that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You know, we're talking about the importance of the Word of God. It is the Word of faith. So we're talking about the importance of the Word of faith. Let's not have a spirit of unbelief. You know, God gave you all that the very best that he had was his son, Jesus Christ. Now let us give God our full belief, our full faith and confidence in him. You know, we are to give him our whole heart, mind, soul, body, and all of our strength. God wants you to know that it's on our part that our prayers are not being answered, and our prayers are not being, they're not being answered. He hears our prayers, but he can't answer those prayers. You know, he wants us to know that he cannot meet our needs until we pray the right prayer, until we do the right things before him. This is what God needs us to know. You know, we need to watch how we view the word of God. See, God cannot help it if you have a bad view of the word, if you have a bad view of him. This is stuff we have to correct ourselves. How we see God, we have to correct that, you know. And how we handle the word of God, we have to correct that. Because it's all in the word of God, just how we're supposed to do things. God will not leave out anything that we're supposed to do toward him and toward the kingdom of God. He would not leave that out, you know. So Paul told Timothy, God's word is not bound and it's not tied up. That's what he told him. You know, what does that mean? That, you know, we might be bound or stuck or in a place of unbelief, of ignorance, of doubt. Or we may be not doing the things that God say do because we're in some kind of a rut or it's a stronghold of the devil. You know, we may be accusing God of not helping us. You know, but you need to see what Malachi says. And I'm going to read that, what he's saying about this. You know, when we start talking about God and saying things about God and mumbling under our breath, oh, that's bad. That's not good. But in Malachi, the third chapter, he starts off talking about paying tithes and offerings to God. And he was asking the people, you know, would a man rob God? He asked him that question. Would a man rob God? And he went on to say, yes, in tithes and in offerings. But what I want you to see is that the tribe of Judah was in a backslidden condition. These are the people that he was talking to. And they was robbing God. And it brought on a curse. It brought a curse upon them. That's the first thing that happened to them. And God commanded them, and he challenged them, you know, to bring all the tithes and the offerings into the storehouse. And he said if they did that, they would have a sevenfold blessing. You know the story. You know that story. God said in verse 10, he would open the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they wouldn't have room enough to receive it, you know. And he said, also said that he would rebuke the devourer for their sake, you know. And God was going on, she was going on to do this for those people. He was going to do this for those people. But they had certain stipulations that they had to follow. You know, they had to start bringing the tithes and the offerings, and they had to stop being in a backslidden condition. In verse 13, it says, the people were murmuring, and they were, they just was in a real backslidden condition, and they was murmuring and complaining. They was insincere, and they continued to rebel against God. And in Malachi 13, God said to these people, he says, your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have I spoken so much against thee? These people are talking back to God. You know, he said, well, what have we said so much against thee? And this is what he said. He says, ye have said it is vain to serve God. Man, listen to that. It is vain to serve God. I wonder how many of us have said stuff like that. Well, I don't know. It's not profiting me to serve him because he's not listening to me. He's not answering my prayers. Does that sound like something some of us have said? And he said, what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts. You know, what are you murmured about? You know, what are you being insincere about? And how we're living this life of Christ. This is something that God wants us to think about. You have to first remember that these words was put here for our benefit. Now, it might have been somebody else did them years and centuries ago, but it's still for our benefit. What are you saying about God? How are you murmuring toward God? Oh, my God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We have to remember that God hears our thoughts. He knows our thoughts before we even speak them. You know, what are you saying? You know, why God is not answering my prayers? You know, some people are saying this. Why did he take my children? Why did my husband have to die? Why did my wife have to die? Why did I lose my home? These are some of the things that we're saying. We're not unlike these people. We're human beings, and all humans think alike. I don't care how many years ago it was that they lived on this earth, we all think alike. Because God made us all thinking alike, you know? You know, we might be saying, you know, these people, you know, they have plenty of money. They have plenty of money, and I don't have very much money. So, what's wrong? What's wrong with me? Why God haven't given me some more money? You know, these are the things that we're saying, and we're murmuring and complaining against God. But I want you to know, God hears everything we say. You know, we might be saying, oh, they have fine homes. They have fine cars, you know. And they don't serve the Lord dogmatically like I do. I go to church every Sunday, you know. I live for God. I pray. I give to the poor. These are some of the things that people are saying today. I've heard it. I've heard people say that. What are you saying against God? What are you murmuring about? And this insincereness, you know, we're not sincere about what we're doing for the Lord. We hit and miss here and there. Well, this is the same mindset that those people of the tribe of Judah, they had toward God. We need to check ourselves. God knows our thoughts before we even think them. So who are we? Who are we fooling? I'm asking you this question. Who are you fooling? God that's wise, that made you, that know everything, that know your heart, that know your thoughts before you think them? I don't think so. You may be fooling somebody in the church. You may be fooling your pastor. You may be fooling your neighbor, your friends, your wife, your husband, your sister, your brother. But you're certainly not fooling God. You know, we live insincere lives and we think God will reward that. You got another thing coming, you know. God will hear us when we pray, but we have to be sincere. You know, in the scripture in Deuteronomy, he said we have to serve God with our whole heart, mind, soul, spirit, and with our whole, all of our strength. This is how we have to serve God. And then he will answer us. And he said he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive it. Then he said he will rebuke the devourer for our sake. God has never changed. He does not show respect to person. So let's look inside of ourselves. Let's take a look inside of ourselves and see what's going on. You know, it's something that we're doing or something that we're not doing that's holding up our prayers and keeping our prayers from being answered. So what we're doing or what we're not doing, we need to make the corrections. It's up to us. We're the one that have to correct ourselves. The Word of God will correct us, but we have to do the work to correct those acts and deeds that we're doing that are against God. You know, we have to get into the subject of faith. We have to get in that faith, and we have to stay in that faith. And we have to continue to go deeper and deeper into the Word of God. And this is what we're doing in this lesson. And in the next few lessons to come, we're going to take you deeper and deeper into the Word of God. Through faith, we can have our needs met. God will even give us the desires of our heart through faith. And we can have our heart's desires, everything that we want. everything.